I'm broke, man. Got any jing? If so, let's head on back to the 70s. I'm your IYD host, Darian. Join me now as we head on back to Thursday, May 13th, 1971.
Did you know that we have American soldiers who are being imprisoned in their own country as a result of Middle Eastern wars? These forgotten heroes need you now. Please go to FreeOurTroops.com. That's FreeOurTroops.com. And make a small donation to help us campaign for presidential pardons for our heroes. With your donation, you'll also receive a chance to appear as an extra in the movie Mad Dog 5. Again, go to FreeOurTroops.com and become their hero today.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hannibal Hayes and Kid Curry, the two most successful outlaws in the history of the West. And in all the trains and banks they robbed, they never shot anyone.
It was Thursday, May 13th, 1971, and it was a day that Grace Slick of Jefferson Airplane will never forget. On this date, she was seriously injured in a car accident. Luckily, she pulled through and was able to rock again, just like Three Dog Night did in their number one hit, Joy to the World. Meanwhile, Conway Twitty posed the question at the top of the country charts: how much more can she stand? And Housewives enjoy their game shows. And NBC brought you Concentration, the Who, What, or Where game, Sale of the Century, and Hollywood Squares. And that night, you fell asleep watching The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And that's all for today, 70s friends. If you'll excuse me, I need to renew my Jinkies license. So let's meet again tomorrow for another 70s flashback.